Prima di tutto benvenuti. I'm aware that His Excellency speaks very good English and I have this first experience with him. So this meeting will be conducted in English for the benefit of all of us. I would like to give a warm welcome to the Italian Ambassador, His Excellency Giovanni Umberto De Vito, and to Mr. Enrico Berti. And I wish to thank them for being with us this evening to present the priorities of the Italian presidency of the European Union. As usual, I would like to inform that our meeting is going to be webcast, and as a matter of procedure, I ask if there are any objections to that. I don't think there are any objections.
Okay.
I will start by introducing the members present, Honorable Marta Sportelli, Honorable ex-minister even for tourism and foreign affairs, Francis Amit Dimek, and Honorable Ryan Carlos. Honorable Ryan Carlos and Marta Sportelli are on their first legislature.
Yes.
Francis Amit Dimek is a...
Better.
I am in the second legislature. Now, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ambassador, I would like to give the floor to you to make your presentation, and then the committee members will have the opportunity to make their own questions and comments. Your Excellency, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman, and honorable members of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the Maltese Parliament. At the outset, I would like to thank the chairman for his invitation and for offering me the opportunity to present to this august body the priorities of the Italian presidency of the Council of the European Union. We have prepared a few slides, but before presenting them, just a few introductory remarks on the program highlight. The Italian presidency comes at a delicate juncture in the European project. We have chosen as the motto of the Italian presidency a fresh start, to give somehow the idea that there will be some change and that Italy will look for some change in the working methods and the policies of the European Union. We know that all EU institutions are going to be renewed before the end of this year during the Italian mandate as presidency. Besides the new president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, unless there is some surprise in the European Parliament, but he's the candidate of the Council. Not unanimous, but he's the candidate of the Council. There will be also the new president to succeed Van Rompuy, whose mandate ends in November. And as you know, there is a special meeting of the European Council that is convened for the 16th of July, where probably other top positions will also be decided, probably the High Representative for Foreign and Security Policy as well. The top priority of the Italian presidency will be to better reconcile fiscal consolidation with economic growth. A special concern of Italy is the growth of unemployment, particularly among young people, and we will try to do our best to reverse the trend of the last few years. In fact, the economic performance of the European Union and the Eurozone in particular remains lower than that of other world regions, especially North America and Asia, not only China, but also Japan and other economic powers of Eastern Asia. We think that more should be done, and this is what Italian Prime Minister said, presenting the priorities and the program in Strasbourg on the 2nd of July, and also during the meeting that took place in Rome on the 4th of July with all the members of the outgoing European Commission. We think that more should be done to close this competitive gap, and that Europe should update its economic and monetary policies to better pursue growth, employment, and innovation. Another point that I would like to make, and it's a pleasure to do it here in the Parliament of Malta, is that in carrying out our duties as Presidency of the Council, we will try to bring our experience as a founding member. This is the 12th time that Italy holds the Presidency of the European Union, although the role has evolved over the years according to the evolution of the treaties. Italy remains a strong believer in the European project, and we will bring also our Mediterranean perspective. I believe this is important for Malta, considering our strong bilateral collaboration and the fact that Malta is celebrating this year 10-year anniversary since its accession to the European Union, that Italy has always supported over the years. In fact, if I may say, Mr. Chairman, the Italian presidency will have, in a sense, a Maltese touch. There was recently a visit in Rome of Parliamentary Secretary Ian Borge. He met with his Italian counterpart, Sottosegretario Del Rio, and the meeting was very fruitful. They had an understanding that a young diplomat from the Maltese embassy in Rome will be seconded in the Italian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and I'm sure that it will be a great opportunity to acquire competencies and some experience in view of the Maltese presidency in the first semester of 2017. At the same time, Italy will not work in a south versus north perspective. We will bring our Mediterranean sensibility, but we will not work south against north. In many areas, particularly those that are of top interest to my country, we need consensus. Decisions are taken by unanimity, so we will try to move forward not the Italian agenda, but the common European Union agenda, trying to reach the best common results. An area where we will put a lot of effort is the area of democracy, rights, and freedom, trying to bring more attention to the Mediterranean and to prevent the tragedies that happened in the Mediterranean over the last few months. When it comes to migration, as you know, Italy is in the front line, as Malta and other countries, and we will do everything to work for the new strategic guidelines in the area of freedom, security, and justice adopted at the European Council of June 27 to be implemented. We will try to increase intra-EU cooperation and solidarity in managing migration and asylum policies. And while appreciating the ideas put forward by the Commission in its recent communication, we think that more should be done to have really European Union migratory common policies. We also support the reference to the possible development of new rules on mutual recognition of asylum decisions, and the idea of creating a European system of border control guards. Particular emphasis will be put on the integrated management of external borders in full compliance with fundamental rights. These are basically the main points I wanted to make. If we have maybe two more minutes, I will take your attention for a couple of more minutes to comment the slides we have prepared. Basically, the main priority, as I said, will be a more job-friendly Europe promoting economic growth. And one of the Italian priority will be the full implementation of the Youth Employment Initiative. resources have been affected to this initiative, but we would like to extend them for a longer period and for a broader number of categories, even for students. And then we would like to relaunch the Europe 2020 strategy. In the area of democracy, rights, and freedom, as I said, migration is at the center of our priorities, including better external border management. Yesterday in Milan took place the informal Council of Justice and Home Affairs, and Minister Alfano was very strong in calling for more solidarity and encouraging the Commission to work with us to move forward in a transformation, if I can say, of Operation Mare Nostrum into a combined European effort. The third point is the global role of the European Union in terms, of course, of the external dimension of the migration policy. One area where we are going to work, and we are working already, is to establish a structured dialogue with countries of transit and countries of origin of migrants, particularly for North Africa and Eastern Africa, Horn of Africa. Europe has, since 2005, if I'm not wrong, a structured dialogue with Western African countries, but nothing similar exists for Eastern African countries. I believe this is something that is of interest for Malta as well, because most of the migrants landing in your country are from the Horn of Africa. So we are working with the Commission, and we look forward to organize a political high-level meeting by the end of our presidency. In this regard, there is also, of course, moving forward the negotiation with the U.S., the trade and investment negotiation with the U.S., and the situation in Ukraine and its impact in terms also of energy security. Of course, the presidency is also, let's say, the occasion to invite members of the European Union to events in Italy. We have made an effort to concentrate the events in two cities, Rome and Milan. One reason was to save money, and I think for government in this period it is a well-founded reason. The second motivation was that Milan will host Expo Milan next year, so we wanted to bring as many events as possible there as a kind of springboard in view of Milano Expo. We were successful, I think, with the Commission that and the Member States that agreed to host in Milan the ASEM Summit, which usually takes place in Brussels when it is the European time to chair it. And the ASEM Summit will be on the 16th and the 17th of October. It will be, we believe, a great opportunity to meet leaders, but also businessmen from Asian countries, in line with this idea that Europe should promote more growth and investments. Again, another important appointment event will be on the 26th and 27th of November, the Euro-African Ministerial Conference on Migration and Development, promoting a better link between the migration perspective and the development perspective within the Rabat process. But this is a separate event from the one that I mentioned before. And then there is the important Youth Employment Summit. This would be the third such summit after those hosted by Germany and France. It was supposed to take place at the beginning of our presidency, but then a decision to postpone it towards the end of the presidency was adopted.
Well, these are mainly the highlights, and we also have a very voluminous program, detailed program, I think. And while thanking you again for the opportunity to present the program and the priorities, I think it's very important in the Italian perspective to maintain a dialogue with national parliaments, as Europe sometimes is accused of lack of democracy. There has to be a better interlinkage between, let's say, governments and European institutions, but also between national parliaments and European institutions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Excellency, for your summary of the program for the presidency that Italy is going to undertake for the following 6 months. I think now I'm going to open the floor for my colleagues here and ask if there are any questions that they need or want to ask Your Excellency about the presentation and about the program itself. Anyone who would like to? Honorable Francis Amit Demek.
Anzitutto, benvenuto. Tanti, tanti auguri. I will also, of course, make some comments in the English language myself. It is always a privilege for us as members of the Foreign and the European Affairs Committee to have at the beginning of a term of presidency a presentation about the priorities of that presidency. And while that is a general principle, it certainly applies in a modo affettuoso when we are talking, of course, of the presidency of Italy, because of the fact that we are so close and because of the fact that we understand each other so well, and they always tend to adopt a policy which is very much consistent with what we both would like to strive for as two countries in Europe and in the Mediterranean. In this regard, I would perhaps comment that the emphasis on a fresh start is certainly one, I think, about which there are great expectations, even at the level of citizens. To me, a fresh start is in many ways an aspect of revisiting in a positive manner the very Treaty of Rome. Because one talks of a fresh start, but a fresh start which at the same time emphasizes the very foundation of the European Union, the very significance, the very purpose. So it is also a fresh start which, in a sense, gives a more profound meaning. And I augur that certainly the Italian presidency will achieve that. I think it is very welcome also to hear of your emphasis on addressing the question of growth. As you must be aware, Your Excellency, there is always this dichotomy, this dilemma, between trying to promote economic progress, either through a policy of austerity, of spending less, or through a policy which emphasizes investment in the areas that create economic growth, not least to create employment, not least to address the issue of youth unemployment. Of course, this needs, I think, as rightly pointed out in your document, to be addressed within the parameters of the Europe 2020 strategy, which itself needs revitalization, and therefore you might wish to share with us further your thoughts on that matter. You place strong emphasis on principles of democracy, and to me the principles of democracy are always closely linked to the principle of bringing the European Union closer to the people. So again, you might wish to share with us what would be the priorities in that regard, not only to have a bridge of communication, but also to make the European Union of a more relevant dimension, a more relevant entity in the lives of the citizens as they go about life. Of course, one cannot not refer with utmost emphasis to the issue of migration. Because with regard to migration, we are two countries that are often at the receiving end, suffering and carrying a burden which is far beyond what is our carrying capacity. This is our experience in Malta, this is your experience in Italy. And ultimately, the most important fundamental principle here is not only the principle of burden sharing in its own right, but also perhaps an even wider and more profound principle of co-responsibility. And again, what can be done in this regard, I think, is of relevance. I have followed in particular, I believe it was today, reports of comments made by President-elect Juncker, who is stating that the funds available for Frontex are a joke at this stage, are too little. So possibly you have a reaction to that, because I see that one of your priorities is in fact to give stronger weight to Frontex. Mentioning the Mediterranean element, one cannot not refer to challenges that are specific to the Mediterranean, to challenges that are specific to the North African littoral in particular. The situation is, to put it very diplomatically and mildly, a volatile one, a difficult one. And I notice that you intend to address the process of dialogue and reconciliation in Libya. That is another principle which is certainly close to our hearts, and I think one can say this for all members of Parliament in Malta, because most of the issues that we are addressing luckily have the nature of being addressed in a very bipartisan and open manner. And I think our experience and our participation in this committee in particular emphasizes that. One final question that I would wish to address to you would regard the European Union maritime security strategy, because again, as co-Mediterranean countries, the Mediterranean aspect and the maritime strategy as it affects on that aspect is certainly of relevance to that. I close by extending once again our very warm wishes. I am sure that the Italian presidency will be a very successful one. Greetings and best wishes for all that will evolve and that all will emanate during the presidency, and of course anticipo also for the Milan Expo. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. First of all, I would also to introduce fellow members, Honorable Joe Samut and Honorable Franco Mejia from the government side, and also Honorable Index Minister Carmelo of Sudbonigi from the opposition side. Any more? Would like, yes. Honorable.
Your Excellency, thank you for joining us for this meeting, and thank you for your very interesting exposition of what the Italian presidency would be looking forward for the next coming months. With regard to the position as put forward by your good self, I would like to emphasize the importance of the Mediterranean basin, both politically and economically. With regard to the political aspects, it's something that has been written over the years historically, and definitely it's a great opportunity to continue to expound on this aspect so that we bring to the Mediterranean basin all the benefits that can be forthcoming from the European point of view. Same thing goes for the economic issue. It is important to increase economic activity with a view to increase jobs, basically, for the youth, as has been emphasized in various fora of the European Union. Also, it is a great opportunity to address the problems put forward and already expounded by my colleague vis-à-vis refugees coming basically from North Africa. But I would like to emphasize and put forward and perhaps ask Your Excellency what the Italian presidency has in mind with regard to the new concept of blue marine. Blue marine being the innovative concept with regard to anything that has to do with the opportunities coming forward from the seas. It's something innovative, it's an innovative concept, and definitely it's a source of new jobs that have never been looked out, and what the Italian presidency intends to push forward in this direction. Thank you.
Thank you. Your Excellency, I'm taking all questions first, and then I'm giving you the floor to answer. And Honorable Martes Portelli.
Mr. Ambassador, I would also like to thank you for finding the time to come over and meeting us and share your views with us. From my point of view, I see the Italian presidency as a very important presidency, mainly for two reasons. The first reason is that this presidency is very important to help change, in my opinion, public perception about the European Union. We need to instill more faith in the European Union, and we need to bring the voice back into the European Union. The reason being that Eurosceptics, though they have not taken over in number, PR-wise, they have taken over. So I think this is one of the crucial roles as well that the EU presidency will have. It is very important that the positive work that is done by the EU and the positive effect that it leaves in people's life is actually transmitted and understood by the people. Secondly, the second reason why I think the Italian presidency is also very important and crucial for Malta is that Malta will follow. So with the stage, it is very important that Malta collaborates as well with Italy to make sure that issues that have been started by the Italian presidency are carried also on by the Maltese presidency. I've taken also note of the various priorities that you've mentioned, and I welcome them, I welcome all of them, especially the youth employment initiative that you will be promoting further, and I am particularly in favor of that for two reasons. First of all, it will help economic growth, but it will also help to increase mobility. In Malta, we do not have a high unemployment rate when compared to the very high unemployment rates in other EU countries. Having said that, it is very important that we continue working to reduce the current unemployment rate. And when there is this cross-border initiative being taken part, mobility is increased, and therefore there is more opportunity for employees to share their experience cross-country, which I find very, very fruitful as well to create new ideas. I find it especially important when it comes to innovation. The second point that you very validly raised up is immigration. I understand as well that this is one of the top priorities, not only of the Italian presidency, but also of the Italian government. In fact, I was looking at some statistics from the UNHCR, and it seems that over this year you received more than 63,000, which is more or less 1,000 more than the previous year. Obviously, Malta and Italy are at the receiving end, as my colleague rightly pointed out, and therefore we must also help one another. Last but not least, and this relates to the first point on employment, is the reconciliation between work and family life. I think that as a new institution, more work needs to be done to convey the message that reconciling work and family life is not reconciling work, the mother's work, with family life. We need to instill more this in the father as well. Reconciling work is not only the duty of the mother, but also the duty of the father. Thank you.
Amen. Any more comments? Honorable Renkadus.
Your Excellency, thank you for your presentation. And I do take notice of the very extensive program that our friendly country has proposed for the European presidency. I would like only to raise two aspects which my colleague Martes has raised already. As one of the youngest members of parliament, it's only natural of me to be curious about how the Italian presidency is going to tackle youth unemployment. Now, I can read in your presentation that you will focus on mobility, social dialogue, job creation, structural reform in the labor markets, and investment in human capital. But I would like to hear more concretely how the Italian presidency is intending to address these issues. And I say this because following one presidency after another, it seems we are accustomed to this kind of terminology. And perhaps youth out there would like more to know concretely what the presidency will be doing to actually increase youth unemployment. My second point is a matter which my colleagues have referred to before, the issue of irregular migration. And I have read today in the news that your Interior Minister, Angelino Alfano, has made an appeal for Mare Nostrum to be replaced with Frontex. And it is a legitimate appeal because we know that you have shouldered a substantial responsibility, just as our much smaller nation has did on its own part. But the reaction from the EU Commissioner Malmström was that Frontex is quite a small agency, and without the input of the other member states, it will be very difficult for Frontex to take over all the responsibilities which Mare Nostrum has been taking place. And I am seeing this perhaps as a step backwards, in the sense that perhaps initially we have seen Frontex more engaged. Now, we all know the story behind or the history, how it evolved into then the issues of rules of engagement and ultimately Mare Nostrum. But quoting your own document, you refer to the creation of a Mediterranean task force as being one of the first steps to strengthen Frontex. Don't you see it a bit of a challenge now that you will not only be requesting help from the Commission, but other member states? Because what Commissioner Malmström said is pretty much obvious. Unless the other member states will contribute, it will be very difficult for Frontex to continue or take over the operation which Mare Nostrum has been doing till now. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Franco Mircea, and then we pass at the end.
First of all, thank you very much for the presentation and for the excellent program that you have in the offing. I'm going to be very concise. In my mind, I've only got one issue which I think the Italian presidency should tackle and lead to concrete advancement in the issue of migration, basically. I think that since we both share the same difficulties, we will follow your presidency at a later date, but I think you should, as the Italian presidency, should actually make bigger effort to actually have concrete changes in how we're going to act. And I don't really want to hear more talk about what we should be doing, but actually have conclusions and actions to actually have a solution, or at least start solving, rather than talking about the very important issue, which is obviously heartbreaking for all these people traveling across the Mediterranean, but also a big issue for us, both the Italians and Maltese, especially for us, because we're a very small country. And as Martis has mentioned, the numbers are astronomical, so we really need to get our act together, and with your presidency, I hope that we get some concrete advancement in the issue. Thank you.
Honorable Mr. Bonici.
First of all, I join my colleagues to thank you for your kind presence today, and obviously our comments are always made in a spirit of cooperation and to move forward an agenda which is essentially very important for us, being both Mediterranean countries, in a particular region in the Mediterranean. But I would like to highlight one particular point which might miss the usual discussion, which is that concerning the Somalia Federation Constitution. In the preparatory document, you state that in the second half of 2014 will be crucial in terms of fostering political inclusiveness and establishing the conditions for the approval of a definite Somalia Federal Constitution in 2015. Obviously, we agree on this. We agree on the importance of stability in Somalia. And let us be frank that it is true that we have been having persons coming from Syria, and most probably we will see also persons coming in from Iraq soon. But Somalia is the country which needs to be addressed, and I see very positively that one of the main aims, and a concrete aim, which is surely a follow-up of the conference made last year in Rome, specifically on Somalia, which means that the Italian presidency is really focused on the problem which can alleviate and reduce this great tragedy of persons leaving their houses because of different reasons and crossing over to their peril, the Mediterranean. So I would kindly put an underlining on this and hope that the Italian presidency will focus strongly both the foreign affairs and also the Minister for Interior to move forward in this right direction. If we have stability in Somalia, then we will reduce drastically the problems in that part of Africa, which has led to over 60% of persons flowing in to us and to your good selves. Otherwise, it's a very good document, and obviously it's a continuation of the past, but there are these Italian paintbrush touches, which move in the right direction. So, besides the other points raised on the USA, Russia, which we also agree upon, but with a strong emphasis, I say that Somalia, the Somali federal constitution, should be put up to the topest of priorities, not only in the foreign affairs, but also in the justice and home affairs councils. And that is what I would kindly suggest, that one asks the Italian presidency to insert it in the next agendas of the coming, obviously the informal is out of the question, but in December, and in October and December, and there will be two important meetings where this can be debated. Thank you.
Thank you very much. With your kind permission and also the permission of my colleagues, I would like also to make an intervention on two little things. First, on immigration. Everybody obviously knows that migration will be on top of priority for the Italian presidency, because it's also our own priority. And I concur with what my colleague Renka Lu said about Alfano asking Frontex to take over the mission, because for Italy it's also costing like 9 million euros a month, the Mare Nostrum project, and it's a burden that the Italian taxpayer cannot carry, obviously, on his own. And regarding also migration from the East Africa, from the Corner of Africa, and also from Sub-Saharan Africa, when our government has made agreements with Nigeria and also with Somalia regarding repatriation of migrants coming from these countries. Another point that I would like to stress regarding the priorities is about sports. Me being the chairman of Sports Council here in Malta. And I believe that sports is also a key factor, like education, for social mobility and also especially for social inclusion. Italy being very successful in all kinds of sports, I believe that should also stress more on the importance of sports and investing more in sports, especially in our youths. Not all countries, not all member states can afford to invest a lot of money in sports and especially in individual athletes in all kinds of sporting activities, especially sports involving teams but also sports involving individual participation. And I believe that if we invest in our children who would like to practice a sport, especially the children who come from families with a low income and they cannot afford to send their children, obviously, to practice a sport and to learn a particular discipline because they don't have the means to do so. I believe that some projects could be also created so that children coming from low-income families could be given this help from the European Union programs, scholarships, exchanges in countries, especially in Italy, where these prospective athletes can learn and also have experiences regarding sports, and so that when they grow up, they'll be better men, better women, and they can also have skills which can even make them employable in the future in the sports area. Now I give you the floor so that you can answer all our queries. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to all the honorable members for their comments, observations, and suggestions. I will try to answer to all the very interesting questions you raised. I will beg your pardon if in some cases I will be a little bit more specific as I manage the issue, and in other cases I will be a little bit more sketchy, if you allow me. But definitely I will report back to Rome all the suggestions that you made. I'll try to follow the order, sorry, not the issues, but the order of the questions. On fiscal consolidation compared to economic growth, it can be a never-ending debate. Everybody knows that these are two sides of the same medal. There is definitely, let's say, some nuance in what my country believes. If there should be something that comes first, waiting and then starting with the second aspect, or if the two should be dealt with together. This is what basically Italy believes. But we are absolutely aware that fiscal consolidation and stability of the accounts is a precondition for competitiveness and innovation. There is now a debate about flexibility, but Italy definitely will not try to change the rules, maybe give, let's say, a different focus on two issues that are definitely part of the same medal. Bringing Europe closer to the people is a very, let's say, important task and a very difficult task. I think also other honorable members mentioned this. There is a certain fatigue and there is some maybe also tendency at the national level to, let's say, present the good results as an achievement of national governments and putting the blame on somewhere else in Europe. This is definitely not the attitude of Italy. I think the Italian Prime Minister has been very clear in his public statements that we also have to change the narrative, change the perspective with which we look at the European Union as a multiplier of our efforts and not only as a straitjacket limiting the scope of action of national government. Honorable Zamit Dimek, on migration, you use the proper words. It should be a burden sharing, a shared responsibility. This point was mentioned also by several other members of the committee. There are good signs. This is a very complex issue, of course, and it will not be, let's say, solved in 6 months. But we are really convinced that Italy will push for some progress. It is certainly a matter of resources, but not only of resources. Mare Nostrum is definitely costly to the Italian government, but it's not only an issue of having the European Commission affecting more resources. Some indications are that the candidate to be president of the European Commission, Juncker, is considering the possibility of appointing an ad hoc commissioner. Is a very, let's say, in-the-making issue. So, of course, he will do that if he's finding strong support, not only from the presidency, not only from frontline countries like Malta, but if he's getting strong support from other relevant members of the European Union. But that would be a very important sign to have an ad hoc commissioner for migration. You mentioned also dialogue and reconciliation in the Mediterranean crisis. Italy and Malta are in a region that has a lot of history but also a lot of instability. The aim of Italy is, let's say, to raise awareness and avoid, let's say, a debate where also with regard to neighborhood policy there is like a trade-off. Should we do more for the eastern neighbors and less for the southern neighbors? This is not the kind of debate that Italy wants to be involved. Of course, the global agenda right now is focusing on Ukraine. We have received the draft agenda of the Foreign Affairs Committee that is decided by the High Commission and not by the presidency. But the first item from now till December is always Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Whatever Italy is trying to do to bring to the attention Libya, Syria, and other Mediterranean crises or, let's say, situations, the facts are there that all the attention is now on Ukraine and all that it implies. On the European maritime security strategy, I have to say a word of thanks to the previous presidency. They have been doing a great work in this regard. Italy supported them. Of course, the European maritime security strategy is a global strategy, but coming from the Greek presidency, the then Greek presidency, it has also a Mediterranean implication, and we were very much behind the Greek doing an excellent work, as I said. Italy took over, and yesterday there was already in Civitavecchia a seminar on the follow-up of the European security strategy, what is called the action plan, translating, let's say, a strategic document into concrete actions. We were very happy of Malta's participation. Minister of Home and Affairs and Security attended this seminar and had a bilateral meeting with the Italian Minister of Defense. But definitely the presidency will work on the action plan to implement this strategic document. Honorable Zammut, again, the Mediterranean basin, I will maybe repeat myself, is fundamental for us. From the political point of view, in terms of security, but also in terms in economic terms, as you said, we will work to promote a Mediterranean perspective also with regard to energy security, in terms of diversification of sources of energy, and also promoting the potential of the Mediterranean as one of the key areas to reduce European Union dependency on imports of energy. Refugees from North Africa, of course, this, what is happening in Libya is of great concern to Italy. In a national perspective and more as the presidency of the European Union. We definitely believe that more should be done at the European level to promote stability and security in Libya and support Libya. Blue Marine or Blue Growth, we know that it is a long-term strategy to support sustainable growth in the marine sector. It represents 5.4 million jobs and generates almost 500 billion euro a year of income. We know that this is an area where we can work together with Malta to promote synergies. Although, if you allow me, we still have open issues bilaterally, but I will not touch this subject here today. Honorable Portelli, I think I mentioned it a little bit before, the change in the narrative, in the public perception of Europe. We have a young prime minister, a young presidency, president of the European, of the Council of the European Union. I think also in his language he's trying to give a positive message, exactly to reduce the impact of the Eurosceptics that during the European, the recent election to the European Parliament, in some countries, in some member states, not in all member states, but in some member states, they had a very strong result. I think in Brussels and in Strasbourg, they are meeting these days. There has been a talk about a kind of grosse coalition between the European Popular Party and the European Socialist Party, but let's say parties, European parties with belonging to a mainstreaming, let's say, or a positive approach to the European Union still represent 75% of the members of the European Parliament. And if we will find the proper agenda and work with them, it will be possible to find concrete solutions and reduce, let's say, the vocality of the Eurosceptics. You mentioned a very important point that I fully agree with. Malta will follow in 2017 as another Mediterranean presidency. Italy, as a president of the European Union, follows Greece, so 2014 is a great opportunity to have two Mediterranean countries president of the European Union, but then we will have to wait until 2017. So we have to do a stronger work now, because then maybe other presidencies will bring a different perception or a different attention, not necessarily a Mediterranean attention, coming maybe from Central European or other parts of Europe. Unemployment and education, increased mobility. This is, I think, one of the very top priority of Italy, together with promoting what is called a digital agenda. In this regard, size doesn't matter. Big countries have to learn from different countries. We know that Malta is one of the has one of the best practices in Europe, and we have been reporting to the capital showing the results of your authorities in this field. It is definitely an area where the Italian presidency will try to do more to promote occupation and opportunities for young citizens. The list is very long. You mentioned the statistics from UNHCR. Definitely 63,000. Maybe today they are already not updated anymore. The year that Italy received the most migrants was 2012, at the height, let's say, of the transition or the instability in Libya. Now we are feeling the impact also of the situation in Syria, and as Honorable Zamit Dimek said, most likely there will be arrivals also from Iraq in the near future. Italy and Malta are definitely entry point for migrants and asylum seekers entering the European Union. We think that there should be a holistic solution, not only working to save lives at sea, but also working with the countries of origin and fighting the smugglers. I think this is a very important point that Minister Alfano mentioned also yesterday. I take the point on reconciling better work and family life as a common
responsibility. On youth unemployment, I think I tried to give an answer already. It's a matter of resources. It's a matter of policies. And Italy will definitely work to promote mainstreaming of education in different policies of the European Union. Sometimes the European Union has been working in a segmented approach, while to really tackle youth unemployment, it is necessary to have a comprehensive and coherent approach in the different council formations. On irregular migration, Minister Alfano, President Alfano, made an appeal to European Union members. This is an area where it's not enough, let's say, to have the Commission on the side of the presidency. This is an area where we have to arrive to an understanding with all the member states. Resources for Frontex will not be increased unless there is the agreement of the member states. It's not enough to have the Commission on the side of the presidency. Italy will not try to change the rules, the existing rules and obligations of member states within the European Union. We're not aiming at any kind of different regulation of disembarkation of migrants. But definitely we need to arrive to an understanding that this is a shared responsibility. Maybe we might try to aim at a change of the rules of engagement of Frontex, because Frontex has the approach of Frontex is more, let's say, surveillance and patrolling of the common EU borders, while Italy with Mare Nostrum launched a humanitarian mission, although availing of military assets. So we are not, let's say, we are realistic enough. We are not aiming at translating exactly the rules of engagement of Mare Nostrum into a European common effort, but with the understanding of the other EU member states, we could reach some kind of middle ground between what are the current rules of engagement of Frontex and what we would like to do to take over from Mare Nostrum. The Mediterranean Task Force, in fact, it was not. We are not aiming at creating it. I didn't understand very well the question. The Mediterranean Task Force was established last year in December, after the European Council of December last year. What we are somehow, let's say, complaining at is that the Mediterranean Task Force made a compilation work, made a list of suggestions, but we would like to move forward and implement those recommendations, not just a compilation of lines of action. I take the point from Honorable Mercier again on migration and the need to work together and to act together. Several comments from Honorable Mifsud Bonici. Somalia. Somalia is among the top priorities of Italy, definitely with regard to foreign and security policy and the fight against piracy. I take on board your suggestion that also in the framework of the Justice and Home Affairs, more focused initiative should be taken. I don't know if you were here when I mentioned that one of the priorities of Italy is to arrive by the end of the year to a structured dialogue with Eastern Africa, with the Horn of Africa, and possibly to be launched in a political event by the end of the year. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Lapo Pistelli visited the region. He visited several capitals. To my knowledge, he was not in Mogadishu, but he had meetings with representatives of the transitional federal government in Addis. And definitely, we have we are working with them to in not only, let's say, from the political point of view and security point of view, but also to have a dialogue on migration. There again, there is a need of more resources. What we can do now nationally is considerable but limited. We would like also other EU countries to provide more resources for this dialogue on development and migration. I take the point of working for, let's say, some kind of repatriation agreements. Until now, I understand that these agreements have been done bilaterally by each individual country. But I will report to my capital what can be done to help each other in this regard. And the point you made on sport is very, very positive, and we definitely agree on it. I think with regard also to mobility of youth, there is somehow the opportunity to launch some initiative, a kind of Erasmus of sport or something along this line. And again, excuse me for some questions that were very pertinent, I have been too sketchy in the answer.
Thank you very much for finding time to come here to present the Italian priorities, and also for finding the time to answer for our queries. I'm sure, I'm positively sure, that the Italian presidency would be a success. It would also be a success for us, because it's the right opportunity and the right experience for us to learn, and in view of the fact that in 3 years' time we'll have our own first-time presidency of the European Council. Your Excellency, thank you again. We'll be here at your disposal. Obviously, I hope and I'm sure that our two countries will work together to make this presidency a success. Thank you. على الايتم اللي مسفوق الاجنده فريد اخرى. تماما. انا لو بنت نحسب بدون باش ما منيش الاول المنوتي ما بروفاينيش. نحسب الاول حاجه نحسب بدون بروفاو المنوتي ذا السدوتا بريسيدنتي. امشي حد شي كومنت فوق المنوتي او شي كوريزيوني يبدا يستعمل انا بدون بروفاوهم. يلا. L'item l'ohreia e tra il Presidente del Parlamento Europeo del programma di Hedma o la Commissione delle riforme del Batashmi e la legislativa. Riadì, non immagina. Diamo a fetta in araia o... Se si è capisciati. Siete ci commenti fuori, le rimarchi. Vediare lei. Esatto, cioè. Già, di namlo, anche di gimbito per l'aereo. Fa una scia affari tal, che si chiama, ta sta sussidiarietà, oh? Ecco, non c'è problemi, ma... Kif?
Confermavo i mesh problemi.
I mesh problemi, ma se per lei io lo sia estendendo, forse si dice.
Non è male, però attualmente è merito nel che il mufu wahda, hafif, hafif, fu il com 2013-84, però non c'è nħalli għall-axar, jġifir ma nxtiex nibda minna fil-fatt għax hemm xi ħaġa xi ngħidu żgħira. Ġifier jekk nibdew forsi mill-com 2014-34 li hija pjuttost straightforward hija fuq is-suq intern rigward Earth Observation Satellite Data for commercial purposes u ovvjament m'hemmx mod ieħor imma ħlif li jseħħ fuq livell Ewropew allura m'hemmx kwistjoni ta' sussidjarjetà. Eżattament. U fil-fatt li jmiss hija tista' tgħid l-istess hija il-com 2014-340 fejn qed nitkellmu fuq procedural guarantees li għandhom x'aqsam ma' investigazzjonijiet tal-Olaf, però hija xi ħaġa interistituzzjonali għax bażikament irrigwardja qegħdin flame of the proposal fir-rapport tiegħi fil-ġiex bullet points. Reviewing complaints lodged by persons under investigation about violation of their procedural guarantees or authorizing Olaf to conduct certain investigative measures in respect of members of EU institutions. Jiġifieri hemmhekk ukoll kif qal l-Onorevoli Zamidi mekk hawnhekk għandna l-istess ħaġa għalfejn hija by definition li hija kompetenza tal-Unjoni Ewropea. L-oħra li hija com 2014-367 għal darba oħra. Dan huwa programm ġa eżistenti, programm ta' interoperabilità, għal darbora wkoll hija by eżattament by definition wkoll li hemm bżonn l-intervent tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Mela jekk forsi ngħaddu għal 884 li mhijiex daqshekk straightforward. Mela bażikament l-884 jiena kull modestaj kolli net il-rapport tiegħi jiċċumbajtu perfettament għax għadna kemm nirċievu il-feedback minnaħa tal-Ministeru. Hawnhekk ukoll by definition tista' tgħid m'hemmx kwistjoni ta' sussidjarjetà fuq livell ta' sussidjarjetà per se u r-raġuni li hija legal framework għal customs infringements and sanctions, jiġifieri l-azzjoni minnaħa tal-Unjoni Ewropea hi ġustifikata. Iżda, kif ħanqassam, għamek ħanqassam l-ewwel net kien hemm reasoned opinions minn xi National Parliament. So għamek għadna within deadline, il-deadline huwa l-aħħar ta' dax-xahar, din hija reasoned opinion tal-Swedish Parliament. Però l-iktar li nistrihom ta' dukas mhux dik fil-fatt hija iżda din. Opinjoni minnaħa tal-Senat tal-Repubblika Ċeka. U ħanqassam ukoll il-pożizzjoni li ċivejna min-naħar tal- Ministeru. Issa fil-pożizzjoni min-naħar tal-Ministeru. Forsi tista' tgħu għax dik ħjar tuża dik. Hemmhekk qiegħed għanna risposta naqa twila pero minna tnaqba ġiex paragraf. So il-paragraf qed niħajlajt jaħ bl-aħdar, hemmhekk qed tissemma bażikament il-ħaġa li kont semmejt jien fir-rapport ukoll li dan per se tagħmel sens li kollokazzjoni min-naħa tal-Unjoni Ewropea, però trid tara l-estent tal-proposta nfisha, jiġifieri hija bżonn juża jekk hiex bżonn juża u jekk hiex legalment aċċettabbli. Issa min-naħa tal-Ministeru fil-fatt qablu wkoll li ħajkun hemm benefiċċji minna din, speċjalment fejn tidħol kreazzjoni tal-level playing field, però fl-istess ħin fin-naħa negattiva on the negative side jgħiduhuma din ħajkun hemm ħadd neħki ċertu flessibilità bażikament ħadd tkun riġida żejjed fuq l-istati membri. Il-paragrafu li huwa highlighted bl-orange. Dak li forsi nissuġġerixxi nistgħu nibnu xi ħaġa fuq. Hemmhekk qed nitkellmu ġifieri bażikament iktar milli sussidjarjetà fuq kwistjoni ta' proporzjonalità. Skużawni wkoll li naċċenna wkoll jekk tiftħuha xalhekk tajt kom tar-Repubblika Ċeka, jekk tiftħuha, hemmhekk ukoll highlight jgħid paragraf 4. U fil-fatt hemmhekk qed jgħidu li with the government's opinion that the proposal for a day is not compatible with the proposal. Iġbi forse nistaw nibnu xaġa minn hemmhekk u minn hawnhekk u nibnu. Iġbi din tintibgħat bħala opinjoni ma nafx.
Pero ma tkunx qed jeħażin hekk nippruvaw xorta sal-aħħar tax-xahar.
Ġifieri mistoqsija hawnhekk.
Lili, nibbażawha fuq il-principle of proportionality.
Ġifieri mhux parti minn reasoned opinion. Efhem niċċekki reasoned opinion bagħad u jekk jidi reason.
Ma naħsibx li għandu jkun hemm nimponu deadlines aħna fuq nafu se jekk għandna l-libertà tal-ħin. Għalli konna risposta, jitkun kif għanda tkun. Ma sibx għanna nkunu għanna li nimponu fuqna nfusna.
Ma sibx li għandix bżon xitu partikolari.
Lili, il-deadline ta' reasoned opinion, mux għanna nimponu, ovvijame. Għalla reasoned opinion.
L-istess pozizjoni li għal-gvern u għarfoloġ di.
Eżar, ma għvernet, lemma għvernet għalli fidejna, għvern u għedni konsultaw, ma għahna jiddu niddeċidu naħseb jien għamin fl-opinjoni, u mnitħej jekux għan itfawa bħala reasoned opinion jew le. Onestament ma nafx jekux aħna għedni tekirjaw il-kwistjoni ta' proporzjonalità, pero il-kwistjoni ta' proporzjonalità taqa' taħt il-kwistjoni ta' sussidjarjetà. Iġvi, forsi anke jek niċċekjaw il-ċeki, il-ċeki batu din, jekk din taqa' taħt.
Jiena I would play it safe. U nibata ħalli tiġi ignorata ma tkun hemmhekk.
Ma il-bażi legali għala sussidjarjetà. Tal-proporzjonalità is cooperation għall-affarijiet
Għalhekk qed ngħid għan jieħdu l-ħin tagħna biex nagħmel pożizzjoni x'għandha tkun qabel il-kommenti.
31 Ġulaj
jekk nifhem il-pożizzjoni tajjeb tal-Parlament.
Żvediż
qed jibbażawha wkoll li din hija iktar ta' natura taħt liġi kriminali u allura probabbilment qed jgħidu li f'dan sens hemm prinċipi ta' sussidjarjetà għalkemm tant hija fil-qosor di li trid tistrapolaha ftida l-argument.
Bil-vermin il-for ta' ċek jew il-paragraf orange kważi.
Għedin identiċa. Pero għed jamlu għacċara fil-for li għed jibbażaw il-prinċipju tal-proporzjonalità, anki jekk qed jużaw il-format ta' reasoned opinion. Però anyway, che sarà tuo call and there can sufficiently reason that extent. Infatti, I like it has no doubt. Ġifieri xinta ratuna fli semmewa regarding the proposal's compatibility with the principle of subsidiarity. Ġifieri qed jagħmlu reasoned opinion, però qed jgħidu li m'għandhomx dubju li l-prinċipju ta' sussidjarjetà ġie osservat. Ġifieri xej stramba u xej qed jużaw format li mhux applikabbli, però mbagħad jagħmlu. Aħna nistgħu nkunu teknikament iktar korretti u ngħidu li hija l-prinċipju tal-proporzjonalità. Correct, correct. Li allura ma nixi time limit. Però li kontet najt għabilu għan li ma jamix għazin li għana ovvijament il-pozizjoni tħana maslu għan mot raġonevolment. Mela le?
Yes, yes.
Agree. Autorizzavo il chairman a buon collo. Cos'è
Salvenis?
Nistgħuna ġurnaw dal kumitat indorim bis segretarju.